I'm going to turn on my recorder, I guess, and the other recorder is on, and this is OAH file 2020327 or PU-20-356 for the number from the Public Service Commission, and this is NODAC versus Otter Tail Power Company. And this is pre-hearing conference. It's December 8th, and it's a hair past 9 a.m. in the morning. The first thing we'll do is have appearances, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson. Please just tell me why you're here today or who you represent, and your name, please.
Sure. Brian Johnson, representing the PSC Legal Division.
Okay. And I'm one of my weaknesses is pronouncing people's last names. So I'm going to say Enarson. Could you introduce yourself?
Yes, very, very good. I'm Milo Enarson, President and CEO at NODAC Electric Cooperative.
Mr. Waltz.
Good morning, Judge Dawson. Chris Waltz. I work for Otter Tail Power Company, manage our sales, economic development team.
Mr. Hsu.
Hello, Judge. John Hsu, PSC Counsel.
Ms. Rademacher.
Yes, Kim Rademacher, Special Counsel for NODAC Electric.
And Mr. Sanderson.
Good morning, Judge. Paul Sanderson on behalf of Respondent Otter Tail Power Company.
Okie doke. Well, my agenda today has the first thing on it, a scheduling order of some sort to come up with that relating to exhibits, witnesses, motions, depositive motions, things like that. We have a couple motions or actions before me at this time. We have one relating to an intervener and one relating to a request to amend, and I just want to talk about those very briefly, and then I want to talk about post-hearing matters. Are we going to do briefs, closing arguments, or just have the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and order, the proposed ones that we usually have, just so when we get to that point I know what's going on. Is there anything else that I need to add to the agenda today?
Nothing from the respondent.
I believe that adequately covers it from NODAC's perspective.
Okay. Well, then we'll start off with a scheduling order. Sometimes it's best to work backwards. What are we looking at for a hearing date? Is there a time when that we can choose today, or is it going to go through the process of making sure everybody's going to be able to be there? I suppose this is for Mr. Johnson or Mr. Hsu. What is the thought of the PSC as for rescheduling? Is it to do it as soon as possible, or is it to do it sometime in particular when their schedules open up?
Judge, this is Jack. I think we were looking more towards the latter. There are a couple of things, and this is all open for discussion as well. If we did want to continue to have the hearing and not address the threshold issues separately, we would probably have to hold all of this out sometime towards the end of January to early February. If I could get a number of dates, that would be helpful. That way we could put it out for the commission scheduling. We're coming up onto the legislative session, and I know we're going to have our budget testimony on the earlier side and some officials being sworn in and so forth. However, if the parties did want to address the threshold issues that were discussed and brought up by Otter Tail Power separately, we probably could have a shorter hearing on that specific issue on an earlier date towards the end of December. 27th, probably the 28th, 29th, or 30th. And so I guess I would leave that up to the parties to discuss.
Okay. And the threshold issues would be as to the issue itself? Is that what we're talking about, or is there some other issues that I should...
The issues that were brought up by Otter Tail Power, this seem to be threshold issues, whether it's almost really a jurisdictional issue in the PSC, unless I'm mischaracterizing it. Is that correct?
Mr. Sanderson, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I can, and Judge, you know, it's the position of Otter Tail Power in our answer that we filed, and certainly with the request to amend the issues, it's our position in this case that the Public Service Commission does not have jurisdiction or authority over the City of Drayton's determination of electric service provider with inside city limits. Now, what has happened in this case and kind of what led to it, judges, the commission, when it sent out its notice of hearing on November 9th, listed the issues to be the 10 factors for a Territorial Integrity Act dispute. And what that is, Judge, and why we don't believe that is appropriate, the Territorial Integrity Act is when the public utility goes outside of city limits in which it possesses a valid franchise and attempts to extend its service into, you know, so-called co-op territory. That is not what's happening in this case. The property in dispute, as alleged in NODAC's complaint and admitted in our answer, is inside city limits. And in the City of Drayton, Otter Tail possesses the only franchise to serve. So this is the opposite of a TIA case. This is NODAC attempting to come into city limits and serve a load which it does not possess a franchise with the City of Drayton. And why that becomes an issue, Judge, is there's a North Dakota constitutional provision, Article 7, Section 11, that the power of the governing board of a city to franchise the construction and operation of any public utility or similar service within the city shall not be abridged by the legislative assembly. And now, as we know, the powers that the Public Service Commission has are only granted to it by the legislative assembly. But we also have recent North Dakota Supreme Court case law, and specifically the Capital Electric case that I cited in my brief, that says under North Dakota law, a co-op must have a franchise to serve an area that was annexed into the city. And that's the issue. And we believe these are threshold jurisdictional issues, and there's no point in getting to the TIA factors if the commission has no jurisdiction. And so we believe that issue should be addressed. We think the most efficient way to address those issues is by brief. I could have a brief filed this week on the issues. I mean, we've briefed these issues. We're ready to go on them, and we could have something filed, you know, likely by Thursday on this. So we think instead of wasting the parties and commission's time on TIA factors, if it doesn't get to that with the jurisdictional issue, we should try to avoid that. Now, obviously, maybe NODAC has a different position. Maybe the commission feels different. But I think those threshold issues should be determined before we take a day of commission time and party time to address issues that may not be relevant.
Ms. Rademacher, do you have any thoughts on whether this should be dealt with early with briefs or should be dealt with at the hearing?
I believe that it should be bifurcated. I'll agree with that, just because I want to be sure that when we're going into the commission's time, we're not wasting it by arguing two separate cases. And that's where I approached the PSC council, that I said, I think we're at a point where we need to look at a continuance, because I think NODAC is going to be arguing a different case than the case that Otter Tail is going to be arguing, which would only, like I said, further muddle the issues. So I would rather have the issues that we are going to be arguing, and we think it's the PSC has jurisdiction. I'm not going to sit and argue our case today. I think that's more appropriate at a later time. However, I believe that that we should know what we're going to be arguing in front of the PSC, and I think that should be dealt with prior to. The other issue, I think, with scheduling is at this point, preliminary discussions, we would not be, opposing the intervention of the City of Drayton. And obviously, if the City of Drayton is allowed to intervene into these meetings, it's probably more appropriate to include them in discussions on scheduling and whatnot as far as the actual hearing.
And Judge, may I just briefly address the intervention?
Certainly.
So one of our key witnesses in this case, it will be the City of Drayton and specifically Mayor Charles Olson. And in working with him getting ready for the hearing, because he's going to lay the foundation for the documents to prove that the property in question was annexed into the city in August of 2019, that Otter Tail possesses a valid franchise, and that the city passed a resolution in April 2020 saying that Otter Tail should serve. Now, with that and in discussions with the city and the city attorney, they felt or made the decision in preparation and right before the hearing that they would like to intervene. I assisted them in serving the documents as I was going to serve these, and I was prepping Mayor Olson. Now, with that said, I can represent, and while I don't represent the city, they just want to make an intervention to, you know, show that they have an interest in this. They do not anticipate participating in the hearing, presenting any evidence or witnesses. They just want to intervene, make their position heard, and basically preserve their rights on an appeal should they receive an adverse ruling. And, you know, we can get something from the city on that, or the city can make that statement, but I can represent to you with confidence that the city is not planning to participate in the hearing, other than Mayor Olson will be called as a witness by Otter Tail.
And you'll represent them, or they'll have a different person at the table?
I don't believe they're going to be represented at the hearing. They intend to present no evidence or no testimony. They want to preserve their rights on appeal and let the commission know that they have an interest in this.
Yeah. As an intervener, wouldn't they be allowed to cross-examine? So I'm just wondering if they're going to have somebody at the table asking questions, or is it just you?
No, Judge, I want to make it perfectly clear. I do not represent the City of Drayton.
Okay.
What I'm telling the parties is the City of Drayton is not going to participate at the hearing, or at least they weren't going to participate at the hearing scheduled for today. I don't believe they're going to participate in a hearing in the future. They just want to preserve their rights if this should be appealed to either the District Court or the North Dakota Supreme Court, that they intervened and at that point would have the opportunity to participate.
No, I understand. So it sounds like we're in agreement that the issues as to jurisdiction should be briefed at the beginning here by Mr. Sanderson, and then a response by Ms. Rademacher, and the normal schedule for that, 15 days and 10 days. I do want to make sure that we're all on the same page with the PSC staff, that decision would be made by the commission itself, not by me. It is a dispositive motion, and I think it's in the purview of the commission itself, not me, to make. But I don't want us sitting around thinking that the other one's going to make the decision.
Sure. I guess I can represent at this point in time the commission intends to make a decision as to this dispositive motion.
Okay. Good.
And Judge, for the record, is that what that you would prefer, that this be a dispositive motion, on the jurisdictional issue?
What would be the consequences of me saying yes? I'm just saying that it could possibly take care of the matter, and so sometimes with the PSC, I'm a procedural judge, and so I don't make any substantive determinations, and I just want to make sure that they understand that I'm not going to make any recommended decision, or I'm not going to do any action on these motions. They're going to go to the PSC, and they'll make the decision directly. And sometimes there's a gray area in there, and this is one of those areas that we're touching on a gray area, and sometimes the PSC wants me to, and then I'll do it for them. But I wanted to make clear, because I wanted to avoid any future problems, and hopefully that was clear and didn't muddle things up any. what I, my answer was there. And so when you ask me if it's dispositive or not, it could be, depending on the determination.
Yeah, Judge, I agree with your assessment and with Mr. Hsu's representation that this is an issue for the commission to decide. I just wanted to know, I didn't know as far as form of brief, if you're asking us to file a dispositive motion. I'm happy to do that. I just want to know, make sure we're all on the same page on, you know, what should be proceeding in, as far as a brief.
Does anybody have anything to add to that? I'm still not getting your point, is whether if you file a motion, whether it says dispositive in it or not, how that affects me at all or affects the PSC. I'm a little lost here, so I hope
I'll clarify it, Judge. I'll file a motion to dismiss, and I'll brief that. And motion to dismiss on jurisdictional grounds.
There, exact. Okay. That makes sense.
Sorry, sorry for the confusion on my part.
I understand. Instead of to amend the issue, I get what you're getting at. So, okay. Is there anything else on this briefing on a motion to dismiss that we need to discuss?
I wouldn't mind running through the scheduling of the briefing, because if we did have the opportunity to wrap this up in December, I think the commission would have a preference for that. When I say wrap it up, this specific issue prior to the session, because we could at the same time as well schedule the TIA case as that's being disputed as well to a later date towards the end of January, early February, and run them concurrent. And that would actually, I think, be the commission's preference at this point in time.
So how long until you can get the brief to us, Mr. Sanderson?
I will represent that we will have our brief filed no later than this Friday, the 11th.
Okay. And so how much time would you want for a response, Ms. Rademacher?
Your Honor, I would expect to take some time for a response on this, just because it does have great implications for the city, for NODAC, and I don't want to commit to timelines that would somehow compromise that position. So I would obviously ask for the 15 days to be able to respond. Obviously, that does put us in a situation where we're butting up against Christmas, and then we're butting up against New Year, and I understand that the PSC desire to try to wrap this up by December 31st. However, I don't know if at that point in time that there's going to be permitted to have a motions hearing or if this is decided solely on briefs. And so that would just be the other issue. So just with the timing of Christmas and everything else, me wanting to take that whatever time I can to adequately brief this matter, I just don't want to be pushing up against anything that's going to compromise my client's position.
Understood.
If I may, yes. I guess if the intent is to have this solely done on briefs, that's the request of both parties, there's probably a little more flexibility on it unless the commission subsequently requests to have a hearing on it. So I guess I wouldn't mind hearing if that's the interest of both parties at this point in time.
I can say from the position of Otter Tail, we're fine on briefs. I think the hearing would, you know, in essence be oral argument on it. I don't think that's necessary. I think, you know, the law is going to be stated where, you know, I think our position is going to be very concise on, you know, just a few cases and the law that we believe supports it. So from Otter Tail's position, we're fine having the determination made on the briefs.
Ms. Rademacher?
Your Honor, my client is represented by the manager here. However, I would like the opportunity, if we are able during this briefing schedule, to determine whether or not a hearing would be necessary. I don't feel like I can adequately represent that at this point. NODAC is also assisted by Andrew Sorbo, who is counsel, and I want NODAC to be comfortable with the position that they're taking on in that respect.
So it looks like we can have the brief by the 11th. Does the 28th sounds reasonable for the response?
Yes, Yes, Your Honor.
Yeah, I mean, Christmas is in there, so I hopefully that sounds reasonable. I am sensitive to that a little bit, and as Mr. Hsu said, there could be a little bit of a change in there if that's going to make it too difficult. But the 28th, and then looking at my calendar. So it'd be that 10 days after that would be the 7th. Do those dates sound good to you all? I don't hear any objection, so those are the dates we're going to go with. Do you want to schedule a hearing or look for a time, Mr. Hsu, right now, just so that we have that fail safe if things turn out that way?
I think it'd be better if, as we're getting a little further along, to try to reach back out and reschedule that, because I know that's going to be a particularly busy time for the three
yeah.
commissioners. However, aside from this threshold issue, I think we can get some dates towards the subsequent hearing, if necessary. That would be helpful, and I guess a spread of dates would be helpful for both parties to work
and
with for schedule.
And you were looking at late January, early February?
Yep, towards the last week of January to the first couple weeks of February.
Well, the first couple weeks of February are going to be better.
Okay.
Personally, I'm open the whole week of February 8th through the 12th.
Judge, I'm scheduled to be in trial that entire week in Williston in a case that has been continued before and likely has no opportunity to settle.
Okay. You know, there's always February 4th or 5th. Two.
The beginning of February is much better for me. I have starting about the 15th, almost to the end of February, I'm out for proceedings.
So we have tentative dates of the 4th, the 5th.
Judge, would earlier in that week be available for you, and only because, you know, with the trial starting on the 8th, for mm-hmm. me, that's likely going to go, those dates are always tough. The 1st or 2nd?
1st works, yep. 1st, I can't do the 2nd, and I probably could do the 3rd, probably. So, the 1st works. Does the first, we'll just throw that out as a strong date if that works, and hope that works for us, and we'll, I take it you'll get back to us, somebody from the PSC, or somebody will contact me if that date is no good, or contact Mr. Johnson and tell him that it's no good, and then we'll have to go from there. But right now it looks like we have a tentative date of the 1st. I see nodding.
I think that gets
okay. That's good. Well, the other things on my agenda include things like a scheduling order. I'd prefer just the parties agree to a scheduling order of getting their exhibits to each other and everyone else 10 days before, and witness lists and things like that. So can you all agree to that and get me something?
Judge, I think Ms. Rademacher and I will be able to find dates that work for both of us, and we'll submit those to you with a proposed order.
Okay, perfect. That's pretty much everything on my list. Is there anything else that we need to discuss today?
Nothing from Otter Tail, Judge.
I don't believe NODEC has anything additional, Your Honor.
Okay.
Nothing this time from the committee.
Okay. Well, seeing nothing, I am going to conclude this pre-hearing conference. noting the correct time to be 9:26 a.m. on the 8th of December. You all take care and have a happy holiday.
Thank you, Judge. Thanks, Judge.
This conference is no longer being recorded.